His chosen audience was a closed meeting of members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Precisely because the Council was such an elite venue, his words were sure to resonate loudly throughout Washington's military and policymaking circles. Sitting in the audience that day were such luminaries of the foreign policy establishment as the young banker David Rockefeller, the Washington Post publisher Eugene Meyer, the New York Times military correspondent Hanson Baldwin, and the Kuhn Loeb investment banker Benjamin Buttonweiser. Also there that evening, Louis L. Strauss. Introduced by his good friend David Lilienthal, Oppie began by noting that he had entitled his talk, Atomic Weapons and American Policy. To polite laughter, he acknowledged that this was a presumptuous title, but he begged his listeners' indulgence, explaining, "Any smaller vehicle would give an impression of clarity different than that which I wanted to communicate." He then observed that because almost everything associated with nuclear weapons was classified, I must reveal its nature without revealing anything. He pointed out that since the end of the war, the United States had been compelled to come to grips with the massive evidences of Soviet hostility and the growing evidences of Soviet power. The role of the atom in this Cold War was a simple one. American policymakers had concluded, let us keep ahead. Let us be sure that we are ahead of the enemy. Turning to the status of this race, he reported that the Soviets had produced 3 atomic explosions and were manufacturing substantial quantities of fissionable material. I should like to present the evidence for this, he said. I cannot. But he said that he could reveal his own casual estimate of where the Soviets stood in relation to America. I think that the USSR is about 4 years behind us. This might sound somewhat reassuring, but after reviewing the effects of one bomb delivered onto Hiroshima, Oppenheimer observed that both sides understood that these new weapons could become even more lethal. Vaguely alluding to missile technology, he said that technical developments would soon bring more modern, more flexible, harder to intercept delivery vehicles. All of this is in train, he said. It is my opinion that we should all know, not precisely, but quantitatively, and above all, authoritatively, where we stand in these matters. The facts were essential to any understanding, but the facts were classified. I cannot write of them, he said, emphasizing once again the albatross of secrecy. What I can say is this. I have never discussed these prospects candidly with any responsible group, whether scientists or statesmen, whether citizens or officers of the government, with any group that could steadily look at the facts that did not come away with a great sense of anxiety and somberness at what they saw. Looking a decade ahead, he said, it is likely to be small comfort that the Soviet Union is 4 years behind us. The very least we can conclude is that our 20,000th bomb will not in any deep strategic sense offset their 2,000th.